Welcome to Song Swap Showdown Quick Hit, the show where we dive into one song reviews pulled straight from the full episodes of Song Swap Showdown. Get ready for rapid fire music insights and fun all in a quick bite-sized format. Let's rock. What song are we talking about here, Amanda?
Thank you. Shine On, You Crazy Diamond by Pink Floyd. And I can't think of who. She has the really injected lips and she's doing like an insurance commercial, I think. No, it's like a Capital One, like a credit card commercial. And she talks real funny. I love it. And I can see her saying, "Shine on, you crazy diamond."
Oh, Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Can't you see her saying that?
I can. She's great. And I love Jennifer. She's so funny. Yeah. "Shine on, you crazy,
diamond." So I normally listen to songs several times. But I'll listen to this one twice because I went the whole piece.
You went the whole distance on this one.
I went the whole distance. And you know what? I could see as soon as I started playing it, I don't want to downplay this song by saying there's not much to it because there's so much to it.
It's very layered.
But it's also, it's not like listening to High Time for 20 minutes.
No.
It's kind of like background music.
It takes you on a trip. It's a journey.
Yeah, it's a journey.
There's movements throughout the song.
Yes, yes. And so you do have to listen to the whole thing because it changes throughout that time.
It does.
Where a lot of it's just like the instrumental, but then there are some lyrics.
And yeah, it's very instrumental heavy, and then comes into the lyrics, and then you know, kind of finishes up and then goes into. So Wish You Were Here as a record. So Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here came out prior to The Wall and all that. And this was, and I don't know how much research you did on this record.
I did read up that it was written to one of the original, or written in observance of that original member who just kind of went down the path of
Sid Barrett. The original, the founding member, basically one of the founding members of Pink Floyd. It was him and Roger Waters and all, you know, all went to art school together. Sid Barrett, those first two Pink Floyd records that Sid Barrett was on, I mean, he was a chief songwriter, and that was when Floyd was in there super psychedelic. I mean, it was the 60s.
Sure.
But so influential and such a great songwriter. And unfortunately, experimented a little too hard with LSD and acid, and also, but on top of that, basically was probably at that time they weren't diagnosing for things like bipolar and mental health issues, and that exasperated the situation where then he wound up basically having a complete breakdown. And there's videos on YouTube you could watch of his unfortunate downfall, just kind of being on stage, walking off, playing like a single note, just, you know, it's sad to watch somebody who completely is you know, just falling apart like that. And it's very unfortunate. And he never recovered and just kind of really honestly kind of went mad. And yeah, this record is basically a tribute. The whole record's like a giant tribute to Sid Barrett and the band that he started with these guys. And obviously, you know, what Pink Floyd had become and all that. And there's even that, like, where they were doing the song and he just kind of walked into the studio and nobody even recognized him because no one had seen him in years. Sad. And he was, like, kind of overweight and bald and no one had recognized. They're like, "Who's this guy that just walked in?" And then they realized it was Sid. So it's like even these, like, weird stories where it's like they're doing a record about him. No one's talked to him. And he just wanders into the studio, like, and there he is. And so, I mean, there's a lot. There's tons and tons of stuff about Sid Barrett that you could watch on YouTube and books and all that. It's definitely a tragic story for somebody, but we did get an amazing piece of art out of it, which is, you know, Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. And Shine, You Crazy Diamond, we always talk about album openers and album closers a lot in the show, and talk about a bookend of a record that really operates from start to finish, the whole thing. Like, well, it's like we always say, you know, with Dark Side of the Moon and in The Wall, like, you have to listen to these records all the way through. Yeah, sure. They're standout songs, but they do
tell a story.
To get the complete feel, that's Wish You Were Here is that record. And Shine On, You Crazy Diamond, I've always loved this.
Shine On, You Crazy Diamond.
And the live versions are even better. Like, I can't tell you, there's so many times I would come home from high school and it just put this on and relax. Like, I'm not even do any, like, I just would throw it on and sit in my bed and just relax. It was such a great way to just decompress from like a day. I would throw this on and just decompress because it's just got that feel and that vibe for me. So
I can really respect that, because I do that often with classical music, and I know I might sound like a nerd when I say that, but it's just because I don't want to hear words sometimes. Yeah. I just want to feel it.
Yeah.
I just want it to take me away, and this song does do that. So, I mean, I could see when I started hearing this and listening, I go, this is a perfect get high song.
It really is.
The journey that you're going to go on.
It really is, man. I mean, it's such a great, and I love David Gilmour's guitar playing. I feel like it's just so,
it's all great.
It's so full of emotion and feel when you hear him play, and then, you know, you can enhance that experience. Mm-hmm. So I know pretty much everybody's heard this song. I'm just going to play a little bit of it though, just so everybody can, I'll move it along a little bit too.
So tell me this. Do radio stations play this?
Classic rock radio will play this.
Okay.
You know, yeah, it's a very slow build, but I mean, classic rock radio will play this song.
Okay.
Especially SiriusXM, because there's no commercials anymore, so they don't care.
True, true.
But it's like, I'm going to move it along here.
This is a good, I have to go to the bathroom and warm up my coffee.
Yeah.
DJ song.
Hey, it's just so good. That guitar playing, man.
It's very mellow. It does put you in a different, like, calm down zone.
I just feel like I'm floating in the ocean.
I can respect that.
Hey, man. You know.
I feel like every note is very intentional.
So soulful.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word for that.
I love when it kicks in, the actual.
I just move it up. Minute five.
Yeah, just move it up. But I love this. This is my favorite. The.
It's coming, you guys. We promise.
It's coming. You guys have heard this song. You guys know this.
I really had not.
I was not shocked by that. That I love that.
This could be like someone traveling through like the desert in a movie.
Yeah. This entire album is a bit. It really
tumbleweed going.
Yeah.
Like someone's lost in the desert and they're looking for water.
I love how
it's so intentional.
So good. Come on.
It is.
It's so great. I just want to listen to the whole thing. I'm getting locked in, but I'm gonna, because I know we're gonna
we'll
get
be
dumped.
Here into 11.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna get dumped if I keep playing it. So but yeah, so Shine On You Crazy Diamond, parts 1 and 5, and then in 6 and 9, which close the record out. So it's kind of, you know, tells the complete story. Anyway, so Amanda Sharp, the world is waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Not having heard Pink Floyd's Shine On You Crazy Diamond before, mm-hmm. not really even a big Floyd fan, but now we talked about Pink Floyd 2 times in a row now, because last week we talked about Dark Side of the Moon and Eclipse and all that. Mm-hmm. Where are you rating?
Believe it or not.
On a scale of 1 to 5 records.
This would be on, I have not put it on yet, because I feel like sometimes my Working Through Life playlist has different songs on it. But I could see where this could be a very nice Working Through Life song to put on. It's just thought-provoking. Like when I'm trying to figure something out, I don't need the endurance of like adrenaline. I need the endurance of like thought.
Right.
And I think this is a really interesting song to get me there. And so I do think I'm going to turn this song on intentionally, which may be a shocker to a lot of people. I wouldn't skip it, and I actually would turn it on to listen to.
Okay.
So for that reason, I'm giving it 4 records. I enjoy it.
And that's a wrap on this quick hit from Song Swap Showdown. Do you agree with our review of the song? We want to hear from you. Join our free Facebook group by using the link in our show notes and join the conversation. For more in-depth reviews and musical throwdowns, follow us wherever you get podcasts. So make sure you hit that follow button so that way you don't miss out on full episodes of Song Swap Showdown, your weekly musical throwdown show, available on all podcast platforms and YouTube. Remember, keep the music playing, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.